Give me 2 eggs. So tomorrow I got nothing.
Do you believe that everybody should be born poor? 1 week of their life. 1 week.
As you see, I'm in a wheelchair. I was hit by a train 10 years ago. And a year ago, I was hit by a truck.
There's a feeling in the pit of your stomach the first several nights that you're out there when you realize you actually are in a place where you got nowhere to go.
How do you like being at the shelter?
Kind of good. And I like it when we had our own bed, different. And when we get our new house, I'll be so happy when I have my own room.
This may surprise a lot of people, but in the last school year, all of our schools here in Butte County, there's 14 different school districts, identified about 900 students, children and youth who were in homeless situations during the course of the school year.
Welcome to the Without a Roof program, where we expose and remedy poverty, the worst form of violence.
I got GP Bailey. He's going to tell us a story, man.
Yeah, about a year ago, my wife told me a story about a fellow they call Batman here, and he had just been rousted from his camp on the river, and he had his bike and his guitar, and just told her the story. He got caught living. Said, yeah, the ranger just caught me. What were you doing? Just living.
Just living.
I got caught living by the ranger. I wasn't causing anybody trouble. I wasn't putting anyone in danger. But the ranger made me leave on the double. He said, you gotta go, and I'm telling you so. I said that you know there's nowhere to go. Said that it wasn't his problem, man. I had to get away as fast as I can. You know, we pay these rangers, we pay the police to chase us away. We never get any peace. Every time we kick back, find somewhere to relax. Here come the ranger saying, you gotta pass. And I got caught living by the ranger. I wasn't causing anybody trouble. I wasn't putting anyone in danger. But the ranger made me leave on the double. He said, you gotta go, and I'm telling you so. But I said that you know there's nowhere to go. He said that that wasn't his problem, man. I had to get away as fast as I can. But our city gives us nowhere to be. Though we call it the land of the free, I'm here with my bike and this old guitar. I'm going where they won't see me, but I'm not going far. I got caught living by the ranger. I wasn't causing anybody trouble. I wasn't putting anyone in danger. But the ranger made me leave on the double. He said, you gotta go, and I'm telling you so. Well, I said, you know, there ain't nowhere to go. He said that that wasn't his problem, man. Well, I better get away as fast as I can. But our city gives us nowhere to be. Even though we call it the land of the free. I'm here with my bike and this old guitar. I'm going where they won't see me, but I'm not going far. Got caught living by the ranger. I wasn't causing anybody trouble. I wasn't putting anyone in danger, but the ranger made me leave on the double. I got caught living by the ranger.
Very nice.
Guillen and Amol Mash welcoming you to the March 14th edition of the Without a Roof Radio program. And shout out, GP Bailey got caught living by a ranger. That was filmed and produced, oh my gosh, I think it was 4 years ago at Stakedown Shakedown in Sacramento. And we like to play that a couple of times a year. So you are fortunate enough to have been listening today to hear it. And keep listening every week so you won't miss the second one. Hey, we're going to be doing a lot here today. First thing we'll do, though, is say, Without a Roof, man. You like us? You want to know more about our social media presence? We're out on YouTube. We're out on Facebook. We are out on Twitter and Google, Without a Roof. We come right to the top. Got some announcements today. You know, this is kind of like a spoiler, but we're starting a working group to help remedy poverty, the worst form of violence. We're going to use a strategy called IMA, which is Inspire, Mold, and Action. And as I was kind of putting together the imagery around what that group's going to look like, I got this from a dear friend, Kelly Patterson. And I want to do a big shout out to Tina. As luck would have it, she literally had reached out to me yesterday to see if there was some way I could help Kelly find a place. This is what Kelly Patterson has to say, and all the people that love Kelly Patterson and Chico, I know more than a dozen are probably listening. Dear Bill, I wanted to say thank you and goodbye to you before my family and Ellen, my best friend since sixth grade, pulled their resources together to fly me home. Right now, I'm staying at my mother's lake house in Virginia. I just wanted you to know that I suffered a stroke just days before coming homeless, which explains my slow walking, talking, dropping food on myself, and other traits that would make people think I am crazy. But most importantly, I've been diagnosed with AIDS dementia, which after learning more about dementia, I see exactly why I thought I was going crazy in Chico. Now I will just go crazy out here. Anyway, this letter is not about me. It is about you. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate your kindness, thoughtfulness, generosity of spirit, and patience with me during my Chico homeless experience. Thank you. You are a real angel. And that's a real blessing to me, Kelly. And it warmed my heart when I saw that. It was at a very good moment of the day when I read that. And hopefully our listeners are just as enthralled. Great program today. We got, as I had mentioned, we're going to do a short announcement about a Facebook joyful working group that we're starting. But we also have a cool little interview session I did with Beck, Butte Environmental Council, at their February block party with a purpose, which is every second Saturday. And we get to hear from a couple of neighbors of the physical area, Humboldt and Pine, where the creek is, that were out there. You know, one was actually helping to clean the creek, and the other one was a neighbor that came out to share his experience. And it's always a joy to have Becky Holden. She kind of explains what the block parties are all about. And man, I am freaking loving it. I've got Mark Fowler, the follow-up. I gave you guys a teaser on Monday, and you know, top shelf interview, top shelf man. You know, it's being able to speak to people like Mark Fowler and to see the joy and the love and the care that people like him have, and people like Chico Housing Action Team, and a shout out to the Tory Shelter as well. You'll hear him kind of saying what his experience has been since he's been here in Chico houseless and how he became houseless. At this point in time, I can't think of a better 9-minute interview that I've done as far as covering a whole lot of bases, including poverty pimps and authoritarianism. If you got any kind of fuzziness about what poverty pimping is or being an authoritarian is, I think listening to Mark's really going to help, you know, take a story and attach it to some of these labels. But I really am blessed for this interview, and thank you for listening here on KZFR 90.1 FM. All right, I'm here with Mark Fowler, another resident of Chat House 2 with Susan here at the Chat's Got Talent. Welcome to KZFR, Mark.
Hey, Bill, glad to meet you. This is quite an event they have here today. There's really nice art being sold, but getting down to why we have this interview, I was in the welding business. I had a welding service, AOK Welding, and I'd been in Eureka, and then I came to Willows. Had roots there and things, and business didn't pick up, and I was living in a van, and Judy at the B of A in Willows insisted. I said, thanks for asking me to go over to Willow Springs, a new development. And she said, no, I wasn't suggesting it. I was nagging you to get there. So I went to Willow Springs, and it's just opening, and a lot of places filling up. And I secured an apartment there. There are about 40 units, really nice, new stuff, and a two-story, many buildings, an elevator in one section, and even a swimming pool. Boy, did that make all the neighbors jealous out of that area. Well, I was happy for a while to have a place, a nice full bath, and it was really quite a deluxe place. But not too long after I moved in, that was about January of last year, of 15, maybe a little before that, maybe September. So I was there for a while, and then the one of the managers, Alan, who was a 35-year-old guy from Maxwell in the Marine Corps Reserve. Well, he was coming over and picking the place apart because it wasn't clean. But, well, I had been in the Navy a little bit, and so I've been over backwards to really make it shine. I'm not real good at housework, but in this case, you know, realizing, you know, he's a service person. So in May of last year, I saw him on a flight, and he says, I'll be over Monday. And he comes over Monday, we go look at my place, and it's spiffy. It is clean, you know. And at the end of that period of time, he says, you have to be out in September. We're evicting you. Well, this really bothered me a lot. In fact, I was petitioning to get on the city council election, and it just crimped me up so bad, being thrown out of the place and stuff like that. I mean, it was really, it bothered me. It hurt. So it went on after that May. At one point, I had to go down to mental health because it was messing with me so much. And so moving along, the management held a check that was due on about the 8th or so to the 25th. I was, how did this happen? Because even at the time, I got this Friday night at 7 p.m., I got this illegal retainer notice. Monday, I went down and I checked, and they wouldn't tell me what it was for or anything like that. And ultimately, having that would have made the case successful.
Do you think they were taking advantage of you?
They were taking advantage of a lot of people. What the racket seemed to be was getting a deposit and some rent and then putting them out, and then your $400 you had accumulated. That happened to more than one person.
What brought you to Chico?
Well, okay. Corey Drew Passages really fought good. Corey's a great fella, and I think the Bar Association sponsors him, and he was just really dedicated, and we were going to get that retainer over CERN and stuff, and that was to be on the 25th of January this year. Well, the 24th, I said, this is enough. I don't want to go to court. It messes with me all the way around. And so if I won that case, it would just be more of the same. So I left that area and I came to Chico. I have lived there in the past somewhat, but anyway.
You used Safe Space last year, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes.
Yeah, because I remember you now. I remember talking to you at Safe Space about your situation, like in February. You just got here.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And the first night they didn't have room, and Bill had one of these great surplus down sleeping bag. And the next day is, how'd you do? I said, that was great. And so the Safe Place and going to the facilities of the churches in town, and amazing, the community spirit of people riding people to, especially in the morning from the churches. It was quite exciting in a nice way. It was very civilized. I was way much happier being away from these horrible, you know.
I call them poverty pimps.
That's a good idea. Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, one night at midnight, I get a knock on the door. Suzette comes and she's got to look at the place for something because the lady down the hall smelled cigarette smoke. Well, for once, I had not been smoking for quite a while. And she insisted on coming through the place in the middle of the night.
How'd you get connected with the Chad housing here in Chico?
Well, the Chad house, I was at one of the churches, you know, the night with the Safe Space. And I met Benson, Mr. Benson. And I asked Benson, and he originally said, Chad. And I didn't know what it means, you know, this and that. And so I go get directions to go to the public library at the Jesus Center and fill out a map, you know, for Chad. And there was a phone number there, and I called them immediately. And sooner or later, without too much ado, it came to pass. And I had a good time. I liked the Torrey Center. That people can say what they want to, but I was reading a book at the time about a guy, in fact, a Chico resident named Laney, who had been in the service. And I was reading that. It was just like that kind of a situation. And I don't know, the women don't seem to get along there so well. They're maybe fussy or something, but the guys got along, and I thought it was fine.
I'm a Navy vet, man. Submarines, I got 78, 82. When were you in, Mark, and what did you do in the Navy?
I was in California Maritime Academy in 1961, and we had some family tragedies, and I didn't make crew, but I knew what the double bottoms of the ship were.
I'm speaking with Mark Fowler. He lives in Chat House 2 here in Chico, California. Tell us a little bit about your experience once you moved in and how wonderful it's been for you there, Mark.
Well, first off, where I had been in Willows, I didn't even want to go up to the apartment fearing there'd be another notice. They just ran the thing in the dirt. And so it was fine. There was meals there. I go to the Jesus Center. And it was a civilized situation. It's really decent. And anybody that says different doesn't understand what different really is. Or they're being fussy. Some people, blah, 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 say, oh, you don't know how nice this place is. And, you know.
How long you been in the chat house?
I've been there about 4 months now. And I like it a lot. They were very, couldn't ask for better. I have my own room. And there's a kitchen there and a nice front porch to sit on and smoke and talk and things like that. Well, the upshot really is, tourist center, okay, fine, you know, I'm safe at night, but coming in early and things, so kind of restricted. And this, now I'm getting back to who I am.
Getting back to who you are, that's a beautiful thing. You mean, how far away from who you are do you think you were in your living situation you've described?
It was down the tubes. I had been a notary in the past, and then I had some trouble with my welding business, and I'm out of that, and besides, it's hard work. You know, being a mechanic, once you know how to do it real good, you don't like it as much as you could have. But I'm now looking at, I want to get my notary again. And a few other things.
Any closing comments, Mark?
I think Chat is, I've never seen so much dynamics and energy and goodwill and big heart as I have in Chico. They say that Chico is the healing waters, you know, with all that. Well, I have to verify it. It's so true. It's great.
Mark, you're awesome, man.
You are too. Thanks for talking.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
As promised, we have Butte Environmental Council, the audio from some filming I did at Block Parties with a Purpose back in February. Huge shout out to Butte Environmental Council and to the wonderful people that you're going to hear from right now here on Peak Power Radio. We have Becky from back. What's your name? Becky Holden, right?
Yeah, I'm Becky Holden.
Hey, Becky Holden. Tell us about Block Parties with a Purpose.
So this is a community event put on by Butte Environmental Council, and it's a creek cleanup, and it's a way for people to feel like they are able to make change here in their own communities. So not having somebody else go in and take care of it. We're empowering people to just put your gloves on and work with your neighbors and get the whole block involved in beautifying your own corner of the neighborhood. And the creeks are so impacted with the rains and the flooding that it washes all the street trash down into the creeks, and it's a great idea to just get down there and get all that microplastic and get the plastic bags out of the branches, and when you're done, it's just, it's pretty, and you feel good about it, and your neighborhood is happier, and it's just a wonderful event. So we do it the second Saturday of the month from 9 to noon, and right now it's the second Saturday of February, and we've got about 40 people out here.
Yeah, you made me think of Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. That's a good visual.
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. What's your affiliation with Beck?
I was an employee of Beck, and now I'm on the board of directors. So I'm the treasurer for Butte Environmental Council's board. And I'm also just a supporter and advocate for Beck and with Beck. Yeah.
If we gave you a 30-second soapbox, what would you say?
About Butte Environmental Council?
Just a soapbox.
A 30-second soapbox. I think that my favorite thing to talk about is being mindful of our waste, and everything that we use and consume has a big footprint, and it leaves a lot of residue, and I just want people to be aware of that. So I'm really excited that a lot of people here have their reusable cups, and they're not, you know, that you get down here and you see all of the detritus from our lifestyle. You see disposable cups and straws and packaging and broken toys, and it's like, oh, you know, this isn't healthy for our waterways. This isn't healthy for our watersheds. So that's my pitch, is be mindful of your waste and try to reduce it.
So welcome. Why don't you tell us your name and how you're a neighbor and what you're doing out here?
Well, my name is Elizabeth Watling, and I live in Chapmantown, and I came to Chico in my high school years, and I'm out here because I love the creeks and I love our parks, and the creeks need to breathe, so we need to clean them up.
Mm-hmm. It looks good out here. You know, litter, blight is really kind of hurts your soul, doesn't it?
It does.
My soul, anyway.
It does, mm-hmm. Yeah. On the other hand, I'm one who appreciates that there are people who need a place mm-hmm. to rest their heads at night.
Yeah.
And if it ends up being in this way, in these times, in this place, at least I can help clean up.
Well, blessings for that. How far away do you live from where we're filming?
Close. Let's see, about, yeah, like 5 blocks.
Five blocks away?
Yeah.
What would be some words of wisdom you would have for folks that will see you on camera about folks that are out here, you know, with no better, no other place to be? What's some things you'd like to see change?
Just continued compassion and a willingness to address what we see in the homelessness in our creeks, that we help by helping keep it clean for them if they have to stay there, but also for the rest of us who need to walk and enjoy mm-hmm. the creeks. It's for everybody's sake.
Thank you for that.
It's the least we can do.
Jim Smith, what would you like to say today about, you know, your experience living here near the Greenways?
Well, I love living by the creek when the water's flowing. There used to be a few more critters down there than there are now. But the trash is a continual problem. I think it's the number one. It's the number one thing that we got to do something about,
mm-hmm.
and we got to get everybody to contribute. Mm-hmm. I've lived here long enough. One of my neighbors put out this trash can. This is a private trash can. It gets filled up a couple of times a week.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor over there dumps it.
That's a good thing to do.
It helps.
It helps a lot, I'm sure. Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that sit out around here and drink 40s, and some of them know that they can set their bottles over on the inside of my fence, and I'll recycle them.
Uh-huh.
That way they don't end up in the creek.
Mm-hmm.
My number one concern is stuff. Mm-hmm. Anything that gets close to this creek bed mm-hmm. slides down the hill and eventually ends up in the water. If you look over the edge of the bridge, there's a chair, there's pillows, there's, you name it, it's down there.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for being such a good steward. Any final comments?
Well, yeah, everybody's got to pitch in and help. Residents, landowners, people that have time, you know, whether they have a place to live or not, there's no sense in throwing trash in the creek. It just doesn't make sense. You can tell who they are. They'll come over here and sit in the same pile of trash they left. And I don't know.
Fortunately, it's not everyone that does that. We'd really have a big problem. Would you say something
around
that?
No, it's not everyone at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not every homeless person.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make that perfectly clear. Some of them come over here. I've loaned trash cans. They'll rake this place out. The lot behind us is fairly, well, your people just went through, or Butte Environmental did. But there needs to be more city money involved in creek cleanup. It can't all be volunteer. This situation was happening this morning. We called Chico police this morning because people were taking stuff out of the dumpster and bringing it over here. Doesn't mm-hmm. make sense. Someone's got to clean it up twice.